today we are special because we are on our own. Mm-hmm. We don't have our partner, the department or our agencies coming in today. The arrangement was because our main focus today was to deal with the report of the BRRR and the other matters that are on our agenda. Just apologize, Honorable Chairman, that we didn't start in time because we have a shortage of members, of which the apologies will be given once we are at that stage. So we have been assisted by the member, Mama Nopanda, to come and be with us so that you ensure that our work is legally accepted, that we have been able to meet the criterion of a fully fledged portfolio committee member, thanks to the assistance of Honorable Soleti. I now want to say the meeting is officially opened and we are going to engage with our program, but we will deal in the first place with the apologies. And I will, let me give the first apology that is very important, is that our secretary, Lindy Wenzap, is apologized, is not going to be able to come. There's a funeral of a close relative. So she saw that and made arrangement with her department to have our acting secretary, Umama Basi Yamdende. I was just thinking about that spelling, Basi Yamdende. Basia. Is it an English name?
No.
Basi. Oh, Basia. Okay. Umama Mdende. She's standing for Lindy Wenzap. So you are very welcome.
Thank you.
And you like you coming when it's not a very heavy day, with a lot of presentations. I will now offer the opportunity to our acting secretary, Umama Upasea, to actually carry us out whether there are apologies so that we can put them in the house so that they can be approved.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning, honorable members. My name is Koli Swapasea Ndende. I'm your visitor today. Thank you for welcoming me. I have three apologies that I received for this meeting. One apology from Ms. L.L. van der Merwe. She's attending another meeting. I'm not sure whether it's she or
he.
She is attending another committee meeting. Dr. Madopa has been said earlier that he's been hospitalized. She's been hospitalized. And also Ms. Dudley.
It's all women.
All women.
All mamas.
All mamas. Okay. So we have three apologies that I received for this meeting.
Okay, sure.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Can I put the apologies for adoption? Honorable Mama Soledi. Seconded. Thank you very much. But I do want to add that we might have to look for another day, which is not a cabinet day, because the minister is new, and I think the issues that relate to this portfolio committee are a standing item on the cabinet, and we are sitting on the cabinet day. I've discussed with her that we might have to ask from the chair to allow us to have a day, just one day, which is not a cabinet day, so that we don't also have other agenda other than that the minister must brief us on a number of issues that are taking place. I think also, you remember that old matter of 2014, the issue of a comprehensive social security and the CCMA process. So that matter is outstanding, and we can't leave this committee not knowing what happened to that program. So that apology I am actually putting forward, and I've been actually informed by Umama Umadlova, she was in hospital, but she has sent a message to say she's out of hospital yesterday, but she is on heavy medication. And I think members need to know that we as members of parliament also carry heavy loads ourselves. Because when I spoke to Mama, Chair of Social Development in KZN, she said, Ukeliwe's mother was a December ward. They had taken Kelliwe as a little girl away on the day her mother was murdered. And there was a very big, big issue that they were exposed to. And they could only attend a funeral and leave the same day, right there near your places.
Yeah.
And that everything was left like that. They never went back after all the parents and all brothers were killed. But the brothers were fetched and brought in to be killed. So as she experienced that, the issue that there will never be a closure is that they have never been able to come back to that place called home. They went to stay and establish themselves elsewhere. Your cattle, your land is the Momba area where they were having a farm. All these things were left as they are. But I think time and again, members of parliament tend to, they were never having a therapy. They tend to go back and regress to that situation. Mm-hmm. Any other, let alone that she's now widowed and so on. But I think also as members of the portfolio committee, we must find a way of saying we do need a way you would call it in the workplace, is it wellness? Mm-hmm. Wellness officers, mm-hmm. people who work on employees to add their problems and wellness. I think we need an office like that here, where there would be social workers available. But I think we are the only portfolio committee that can put this and put it as a debate, as a motion, and seek to establish this. Because I think people come here carrying a lot of burdens, and then they never have time to look after themselves other than running away with the business that is there. When I spoke to her, I actually could see that she's having this, I understood that there's this background that we need to expose ourselves to.
You must encourage her not to come back to work. Because last week she came back to work for the first time, because apparently she fell sick when she was attending the university in Johannesburg. She was admitted there. Then last week she came to Parliament, and it was so bad because she could not even spend an hour. She fell sick again. She fell sick and she had to be taken away back to the parliamentary village. Her problem, because I spoke to her, I saw her when she was there. I think the problem is she felt she needed to come to work. Really, she's not well. I think you must ask her to rehab, just to have time and sit at home to herself. Because if you remember, she once related the story when we were in KZN.
Okay.
Her story,
yes,
about all what had happened to her. On top of that, she lost her husband on the flight on the way to Cape Town, just a few years, on 2014, I think. Also that thing, it's a burden on her. As much as she wants to be strong for the children and all those things, but she's human. I think it really, we should be advised, even if
she takes the whole month, and then she psychologically she has to attend to this thing. You know, we've got a lot of beliefs. She's a person who is a church reverend at the same time. But as much as churches do assist us, you are right, we need other people, other professionals who are trained to deal with this matter. So I really care. Please just talk to her. Talk to her. She must just take time and relax. Think about herself before any other thing. There are people here in Parliament who are not even sick, who do not come to work. They stay and wait. They are not even sick. But she is really sick. She couldn't walk last week. She couldn't even walk. Thank you.
I hope next time we will put this as an agenda, and so that we can put a straightforward proposal, because you can't have such a big institution and without that particular service. Look, we have just lost also an employee who actually shot himself in Parliament, which means people carry burdens either from where they come from, but they have nowhere. And this place is so busy that even if you are thirsty, you take time to get water, because there is always a target of time that you are chasing. And I think we need to, in fact, I know in other places, universities who are doing a particular course, they have an office in those institutions to conduct massage as part of their experiential learning, and do this counseling if they are in that course. I think we are that target. Next time we will have to put this in agenda and see if we can't leave a legacy that says there is an office to attend to personal, individual, spiritual people to deal with the matters. So that is the information I'll take also to say she must pay attention. And also she must be assisted to get to a psychologist and to be under a therapy.
Yes.
If we still want to have her around, we need to emphasize that. So
our medical aid chair has got that service.
Okay. Okay.
The member of medical aid has got that service.
Okay.
Sorry, Chair, I would like to inform you that we do have a wellness office here in Parliament. But some services like massage and all that they don't have, but they do have people who can listen to the challenges that she's facing.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I can give you, you can get the number, the person that is on that
office. Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay.
But I think she's right, I know about the office. You know, sometimes when you deal with members, it's different, because it's just an office for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Other members would want to be treated by, you know, when you are a member telling a staff member all of your problems,
okay,
becomes different. I think what Chair is saying, it's right, as this committee, we need to push for that, for establishment that, like we have members facility,
mm-hmm,
where we say this one is strictly for members, because other people are not talking freely about their things.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's somebody that they think maybe perhaps it's a member or who else,
mm-hmm,
whatever, then they begin to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, I think members' facility must just market it more. All the things we're talking about now is there, because now and then you receive a message saying that this is a facility, this is a number to contact. They do have professional people outside Parliament for members to contact, psychologists and doctors, and there's quite a lot of facilities that we can utilize.
Okay.
I think we become so busy with our day-to-day work that we don't utilize it. Even our medical aid, it is a fantastic medical aid, because we do pay fantastic money to. We don't utilize it. There's 15 massages you can get per annum. Yeah, and the specialized people within the various areas of South Africa. It would give us that, because myself, I haven't used it in 9 years, but it is there, and I think we should actually use it and try and go for the first massage so that you can use up your other 40, because we're scared when you go the first time with hurts and so. But all the other psychological, all the other things that's there, and our medical aid actually pays a lot of money to specialized people. Thank you.
That's great information, because even such an advice you can get from that office. so that now that you have this problem, I'll refer you to this, because you have, I think we really need a focus on members of parliament. Thank you very much for entertaining this. It was not in the agenda, but it is triggered by the fact that we deal with social lives.
Mm-hmm.
We're dealing with people, and we're not dealing with senators. So, as members, sometimes we play that role. It's worse that it's a women-only portfolio committee. Only. So can we look into our agenda in front of us? But can I propose changes? Because what I think is critical, very important, is the report on the adoption of our final report.
First quarter.
Yes, okay. This any other is not important, because it's a matter of reporting about the report that is not there. Then the adoption of the fourth term committee program, as well as the adoption of the outstanding minutes. That's all we have today. But I think the quarterly report is more important, or we might as well just start with the adoption of the fourth term of our committee program, which is in our file. The program itself, what we are going to continue doing from now. Yes. This is the draft program I think all members have. Yes, if we look at it, today we were supposed to adopt, there it is, adoption of the first quarter, quarterly performance and expenditure, Department of Social Development, April, June, and adoption of outstanding minutes. So today, that first part deals with today's program. And then the second part, 31st October, which is next week, that will be, yes, we agreed that we need to check how the oversight on our professionals is being played by the office which is established for that. Hence that we need a presentation by the Council of Social Service Professionals, professions, on its funding support from the Department of Social Development. Because we feel very strongly that in order to manage and have an oversight on the professional conduct and discipline of social workers and keeping them aware of their role, which is professional, which is very much important for our people there, their consciousness, they need to be supported by this portfolio committee. That's why we need to find out whether the office that registered them, that checks those who are no longer are registered but are still in the practice, we need that office to be fully beefed and financially, so that they can pay visits and the issues of offices of social workers to do the great work of counseling and other things. I think it leaves a lot. That's why we have put it for next week, and deliberations and adoption of the draft GP CPR report. It is our strongest belief that our report will be ready. That's why we will be adopting it and then adopt the outstanding minutes. But for also for us to know whether we will be able to have an international visit or not, I need to state that we have applied. But all committees, since there was a lull that we must not apply, and it was reviewed in a not very open manner, individual committees tried to present their cases, and some were allowed to go. There were many people who wanted to go at that time, and I thought it was not going to be helpful for us also to press that we, because others have left, you might want to go. We have put an application that can we leave early December, just a week. And then we have put this application and sent it to the office that is relevant, Honorable Frolic's report office. We have also written another follow-up to say, last time it was verbally that it has been sent to the Speaker's office, because the Speaker had to intervene, seeing that committees were not allowed to leave and the reason was not known. So the Speaker now is also involved in processing applications. So we have written another letter last week to remind, a kindly reminder to the Chair of Chairs that we apply to leave at that time, because we have not left and we don't want to leave in the middle of elections. Then we have this other on the 21st November. There are the structures that will brief us, and on that 29th November, before we leave, that will be the briefing by SASA. We have agreed with the Secretary, let's agree to have this briefing on that day, on that time, because you will also be leaving, I hope. I think that will be the last day. Mm-hmm. I mean, we will be leaving Parliament on a constituency holiday, constituency office followed by a holiday in December. And therefore, we'll have plenty of time to oversight the issue of SAFA. And also there will be many matters. It's an end of the year, and also these issues that relate to foster care, relate to all the other things that our people become worried about when holiday is coming. So this is the program that we are proposing for the honorable members to consider and determine if it makes sense. Are we putting in our program what we think is our agenda? So I will expect a response from members and in relation to this proposal. Thank you. Metal Lady?
Chair, I looked at the program when I received it through the emails, right? But then I accept the program, Chair. But I wanted to check from the portfolio committee, now that we have been having a standing item of always getting a report from SASA, from time to time, almost every week we get a report to SASA on the progress. Now that we had the last report, which is I think a week ago,
mm-hmm.
on the implementation, and we were told that CPS has gone out and so on,
mm-hmm.
are we still going to get the report from SASA, or we are just saying all is well, then we stop there? I want to check that, Chair, whether it's still going to be the standing item SASA in our everyday work program up until we perhaps next year at the end of the financial year.
Okay. I think I want to answer you directly, because that's why it has to be adopted. It has to be placed so that there can be amendments. Then we adopt it with the amendments. But at the same time, it's an idea that you're putting forward for us to consider as well. Whether we are satisfied with the work, whether we say, yes, we have reached our target, and we're very proud of ourselves. However, there might be glitches, and there might be matters that arise out of the new work arrangement that need our attention. So we can still say we accept that CPS is out, but we still want to continue to closely have our hands on the deck by monitoring how CPS is going to function and how those who are not as absorbed to SASA and so on are going to be functioning, and therefore we need. I think it's a proposal that is put forward. Can't we add here that we should continue with the weekly oversight on the work of SASA up until we think they are off. They really don't need our support. But for now, we can't claim that. So I put it to the House that can we amend this, Honorable Masango?
Thank you, Chair. I think also just want to agree with Honorable Soledi and your putting it to us that we need to continue with it, because one also has to think about the fact that there were structures that were put around SASA to come to the point where SASA is now. And one was then, during those last, if you like, reports that it feels like we are agreeing that we need to have, where we can also have some kind of closure, if you like, some comprehensive report as the last one that will obviously be incorporating all those structures like your IMC, like your panel of experts, like all those things that were set up to sort of intervene, to be an intervention in the SASA process. And it would be not nice of us to say it has happened now, we are finishing, because there will be latent, if you like, issues that will come in this whole thing, while we are very excited about the fact that actually SASA has been able to get out of the CPS situation. Thank you, Chair.
I take that we agree to make that amendment.
Yes.
But I think also, I don't know how we are going to acting secretary, because I think we need, based on what you have said as Honorable Members, we need to finalize a particular report on SASA. Just to have a full report on what has been going on, and finally that we have arrived at this stage, so that even the legacy report, there is an addendum that seeks to say this SASA issue was a huge matter, and the committee needs to have a report on the finalization of the entire process, where we will also be outlining these witnesses that ended coming to such a bad situation, where you had experts, where you had judgments. So I think for it to be a good lesson for everyone who will read about the history of social development and poverty alleviation in the country, they can refer to a particular document. I think in the main we will discuss how that report can be compiled to be a report. For example, this reminds me that there has been a strike, Honorable Zodulichi, on the issues of biometrics and employees claiming that they were never part of the process, and therefore they want it to be halted or to be stopped or not to be done at all. So there is a reason why they are doing that. It's either it's genuine, they were left out, it's either they don't want any transformation done. So we need to apply our mind, get a full report from SASA officials and also from the minister. What was the strike about? Where? How far are they now? So that we exactly know that this biometric and other transformation processes is in place. Also the feeling of the people about being in the new post office arrangement. Are they adapting there? Is the post office making good progress on actually adopting this new program they have of paying our poor? So and how are these issues like the ATMs for CP N1. Is it N1? That Net1. Because Net1 had infrastructure out there. And they also have members that they still deal with. So I think there's a lot that is still outstanding in the form of our report. I thank you for the amendment. So we'll amend it, but I can actually say let's put it on adoption with amendments so that we are done with the program. Can I ask for a person to adopt and a seconder so that we are done with this program with amendments? Mama Masango?
I'd like to adopt the program with amendments.
Thank you very much. Mama Abram?
Thank you, Mama Kappa. I second
Thank you. So we are done with that item that deals with our program going forward. Secretary, you are going to help me with minutes. Oh, there's a report. Yeah. Starting with the report. I don't think when we deal with the report, we need to actually go through it. I think it is our report. We have dealt with it as our report. Mine is to check if there were any amendments or corrections that members might want to bring in the report before I put it for adoption. And I can even allow a period of plus minus 5 minutes or so that members can go page by page and then you put it for adoption.
But let them go through first. Okay. Put your colleagues on.
one. So I can see the to put one page before we get this if members are done, I could see the members were also writing their comments as per page. I allow 3 minutes so that everyone is fully finished, and then I'll put one page per time up until we get to the recommendations, which I also think members need to strengthen the content in each recommendation to get a clear instruction what will be done by those when our report goes in there. Thank you. I just want to clarify with the secretary the issue of the years, because on the first page it will be 2017-18, but in the middle it's 2017. So we just want to clarify with her. What is the date issue?
Yeah, it is.
It doesn't talk. Honorable members, as I read this report, there's a little bit of confusion in terms of years. And I would suggest that why don't we leave this report so that we thoroughly clear its matters with the secretary herself. Because she is in a funeral and you see her as a researcher, is not present. And we have a bad situation where we didn't have a content advisor. So I think it will help us, because also members, if I draw your attention on the issue of, on the issue, she's talking with the secretary. it won't help us. But the recommendations are very weak.
Yes.
It is not instructive. It's something that is begging, that they must improve. And you can't measure improvement. We also need time frames here. And to be specific on the issue of the city, of the budget for drug abuse, and also we had recommendations, if members remember, that they must look all over their department to get something that will help establish a campaign on the drug issue. So here in recommendations, it does not appear to be catching that spirit of saying, if you've got leftovers anyway, try and make deviation. And I think someone once said, one member said, they are good in deviations. They must do it on a more progressive way to deviate for something that we all see there's a need. So I think also we must look into these recommendations and strengthen them before we adopt it. Honorable Mama Yusuf.
Thank you, Honorable Jay. I just want to draw your attention to page 7 on the program to social assistance.
Yes.
Third paragraph. It just doesn't look right to me. On the transfers and subsidies, it states, the program had an under expenditure of 1 billion rand. If I remember correctly, it was something like 186 million rand. I can't think that the department underspent a billion rand on grants.
Well, I appreciate that. That's why I think we need not rush this report. But we also going to put down, write down all what we see not right, and then spare ourselves not to deal with it now. So that when we come, we have highlighted matters that we want to raise and change. Otherwise, when it is your report and it is read against you, you seem to be wondering, why did I not reason properly in order to adopt this report? So to postpone it is not a matter of us being lazy. If we agree on that, it's work on progress. We will adopt it next time when we deal with the... Now what will be left will be the minutes. Or same way of dealing with the minutes will be that we will not be reading throughout the minutes, but members must also check if they were correctly captured as being present and their names, because it sometimes worry when members have attended and SARS doesn't get a proper report, because it also has to do with their personal life. I request the secretary to actually come again. I had to safeguard myself in what Honorable Zoli is raising with the lady, because I left home at 1 a.m. yesterday to catch a 6 o'clock flight from Durban. So in the afternoon in Parliament, in the House, I was safeguarding that, oh please, this TV must not come to my side.
Oh, I was with you on TV.
Okay. Can you really put page by page for me, okay. Now that we have put the report, we have shelved it for next week. Can I request the secretary to just put one page, not read it, so that on of our minutes, so that we can adopt them.
Okay, we are looking at the minutes of the 29th of August. Page 1. Any? Page 2.
page 3. Page 4.
Under resolution, the second bullet point.
Yes.
Charges, you will define.
The committee resolved that all set targets contained in the department's quarterly report should indicate time frames to achieve such targets.
Such targets. There's
so
a five
all
the
we did the five. Oh,
five,
okay.
Yes.
Thank
and
you.
The next bullet point, the last sentence, ways to avoid these costs and maybe consider making use of instead of field workers.
The last bullet.
No, the second last bullet.
Okay. The department should develop a cost-saving business plan to use it as a tool to save costs on certain programs.
It's under resolution, the third bullet point.
Oh, the third?
The third bullet point, the last sentence.
The department should insert page numbers on each presentation at all times. The third one.
Let me read it.
Okay.
Okay. It's the third, apologies. The fourth bullet point, the last sentence, the
okay.
cost-saving plan,
mm-hmm.
Would look at alternative ways to avoid these costs and maybe consider making use of, instead of, field workers to carry out here.
Noted.
And then Mama Kappa wanted to ask, is the third bullet, is it a resolution to insert page number? The third bullet point is
yeah.
the department should insert page
number
on its presentation.
The department should insert page
number.
No, it can't be a resolution. So we remove it. We remove it. It can't. That's why I'm saying we need to be more strict with our report. Because sometimes the captures everything that is being said. You remember one time when we wanted to check whether it was just a matter of discussion or it was a resolution. I think also these resolutions should need to be looked in these minutes. Do members see it a lot of job if I request that you go to our old style of scrutinizing what becomes a matter that was discussed and what goes as a resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine if we didn't see this one and it goes there that it was a resolution
mm-hmm.
that they must put numbers, they must really put numbers. No, it
we have resolved.
After a long discussion. Can I request that we postpone the minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We go and read these minutes. Particularly to seek to ensure that our resolutions are resolutions that might not embarrass us when we are no longer after a long discussion, we decided that we resolved that the discussion must change. No. We need to actually look.
They will go and look at our profile.
So we have postponed this minute so that we can honestly relate to what we were saying and what becomes our resolution.
Yes.
And this is work that will finish next week.
Yes.
As these cases. If that is our agreement, I think our job is done for today.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not a big thing to break earlier one day when we are not hard at work. But I will also be communicating with SASA so that they are prepared.
Yep.
Because this matter of quarterly is not a matter of recommendation. It's a matter of instructing them that this is what they should be prepared to do. Continue. Even if we write it, they need to get what they were supposed to do, and they need to prepare a report on the strike action and how it has affected us, so that we can, in their report next week, we also get that update. So I think we are done, honorable members, and I must do an honorable thing of saying thank you very much for ensuring that all the time our committee is never found wanting. But can I make the final explanation on the part of our...
Before you make that, I think we want to mandate you, Chair, to go back again to Florida and check. Really, we are looking forward to go over. We don't even know where we are going.
Sweden.
We want to visit. We want to go over already. We are mandating you to go and press the button very hard.
Physically.
So that really we go. We have not been out for the whole 5 years.
Not at all.
And if I remember very well, Parliament was saying each and every member should at least in 5 years have gone out of their country.
That is true. I take that instruction very kindly, and I think I need to apply all strategies, whether formal or informal, to get to the chair of chairs. And if he doesn't want to listen to us, we'll have to go to the speaker, like any other person, to say we don't feel our rights is being violated. We're doing some work here. We need to understand. But I was told Sweden in poverty alleviation is doing well.
Okay.
Yeah, I was told. So I think we need to actually go there. Yes, we're dealing with any other business here. But it must never be put right here, because you can put anything and say it's another business. It's only a matter of saying when the chair makes remarks, include all what does need to be in the report, but you don't have to report that. But on the issue of that's the matter we need to actually say, we wish we would be allowed to go to Sweden, because it is done, we are told that deals very well with the poverty related issues, and we would want to learn from them. There are one country that you don't have to talk about poverty anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, that we have not been out. And that I will personally write a letter as per your instruction, because the letter that was written was the letter written by the secretary, as a secretary of the portfolio committee. But I think as a chair, I must express that indeed, we didn't want to force matters when all portfolio committees were leaving.
Yes.
So we felt we better remain back and hold the fort.
Yes.
But when work is no longer heavy on Parliament, we need to be given an opportunity to leave. That one is clear, we're not interfering with anyone. Because Parliament will not be sitting in any way. That's why we chose that week. So I will do that, and I will also resort to writing if in the house today he doesn't want me to sit next to him and remind him.
Okay.
Then I will sit next to the speaker and remind him,
mm-hmm.
if it comes to that push. The other thing I want to actually brief members is about me profusely apologizing for the report not to be ready by now. Issues being the following. Our content advisor was awarded a maternity leave. But we remember she left even before that because she was not well. So, and then her sick leave continued into the maternity leave. Therefore, she's been away for some time. But for any other reason, we were not given a replacement. Somebody would sit and do what Ulindiwe used to do. But to date, when we were supposed to have a report, I could not agree that the secretary be the one who produces the report. She's got some work to do, and she's not trained as a content advisor. So we took the matter with the management, the committee section. It ended with the chair of chairs, where I had to write to chair of chairs and say, seconding someone now would not help, because we are now developing a report, out of which we will have a legacy report. We needed a fully-fledged capacity to be able to do research and to look into our reports and come up with the report, that annual report that we need. So now what has come to is that I had to go and explain to the chair of chairs, because he seemed not to understand why we were not having a content advisor. But we are normally receiving. In fact, the questions he was directing to me were the questions I was supposed to direct to him. Because it's the chair of chairs that provide capacity to us. But then at the end of the day, he has actually complied with that requirement. And they have appointed someone. And I would want today or tomorrow to meet that person, so that I also satisfy myself that she knows or he knows what he's required to do. I then say, if we receive it tomorrow, honorable members, it will be relayed to yourself, so that you could read through, so that when we meet next week, we are all ready to adopt or to ask queries where we think there was an amendment required, and we adopted the report. So I'm putting this report because we don't have a report. It goes with the apology that probably me as a chair could have made more effort to have a replacement, which I tried and failed. So that's the situation, honorable members. So that's the case. I really would like your comments on this matter as well. Thank you.
Honorable Eva.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Yes, mine is just on a lighter note, because it's your birthday and it's my anniversary. I just want to say, when you speak to the speaker today and when you speak to the chair of chairs, mention to them it's your birthday so that you can't say no.
But I can't miss an opportunity to say, on your anniversary, you look stunning.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Okay.
I think really, when you are raising this matter, we really need to raise this matter seriously with the speaker or whoever is going to listen to you. In my understanding, Che, you are not dealing with management.
Not at all.
You don't know who goes to leave, you don't know who doesn't go to leave. It's the responsibility of the manager to have looked for a replacement for your minister. Knowing that your sister is a pregnant, everybody you know that I'll be giving birth in May. You apply before for the leave. Pregnancy is not like when you get sick, you are hospitalized. They already, your sister did what she was supposed to have done, pulling a leave. And it's 4 months leave after the Labor Relations Act. They were supposed to have given us a replacement. Maybe it's a matter of we did not really see it ourselves that we don't have a replacement. But what I'm saying is, it shouldn't be your problem, Chair. It's not supposed to be your problem. Your political work as a chairperson, you are doing it.
Okay.
That one is their problem as management. Even Florida cannot say you must look for somebody. It was wrong of him. You cannot look for somebody. You can look for the members of the committee that they are not there, but not for replacement of the staff. You will be concerned about the staff that you are working with if they are not at work. Where are they at least? But for the replacement, really, I felt that it's not right. I think that's why last week, Chair, I'm one of those members that really stood up that it can be. Social development has done their work. We have done our work. We have completed the report on time. There's nothing that we really still needed from us. It was shocking really to learn that they have not given you a person, a replacement or replacer, which is, I felt it's not acceptable. It's really not acceptable.
No.
And now when you come across those things, you think about a lot of things that we are being denied to go overseas. Now we are even being denied to go our way. I mean, my mom just went and I thought of a lot of things. Why are we denied to do our work? Because we have done our work almost, but other committees are, things are moving. We are human, you have to compare sometimes.
And that's why.
You look for comparison to say, but why is this not done on our portfolio committee? So I really, I think we really need to raise that. it was not right. It was not on at all.
Mm.
We can't be sitting up and for 4 months and so without a replacement. Because the matter is she is pregnant, she's going to give birth, and when you have given birth, you're going to be away for this period. So I don't know how it's going to end, but it was a serious concern also on my side that we are doing our work, we are performing as a committee, but somebody else would want to render us as people that are not performing while we have performed our duty. Thank you.
And at the end of the day, the end result is that there's no report.
There's no report.
Whatever took place, the committee report is not available. So we might find the culprits, but you're correct that it tarnishes our image as portfolios. Thank you very much for the support, and I think the meeting is adjourned, and we will be carrying out what is left for us to do. Thank you very much for attending, even our guests that normally come. Thank you very much.
Okay, honorable members, this is another meeting. I'm going to be the chairperson of the meeting. Now that this one is
adjourned.
Today is Chair's birthday.
Yes.
And can you sing a happy birthday? You are?
I'm quite the soundtrack.
Okay, can we sing a happy birthday today, Chair? As we are making a presentation that we... Quickly, the staff just pocketed everybody who could have a 10 rand, and then we said, here are the cake. Let's just have a slice of the cake with the chairperson. Chairperson, we wish you a happy birthday today. And really, that father should also take you out. Don't even think about everyone's good, whatever. Don't think about the grandchildren today.
Okay.
Think about yourself.
Okay.
Yes. Campaign. What's the other thing? On the other side of Kings Bay,
there is
another one that Bishop something.
Yes,
Bishop Court.
Preparation. Go check. Don't even think today of your grandchildren. I know you are very close with the grandchildren. Don't think about them today. Just think about yourself.
Okay.
And